When a company enters oil and gas country, it wants to know that there's enough oil and gas in the ground that business will be robust for a long period of time. One way it gets that assurance? An estimate from the U.S. Geological Survey showing how much oil and gas remains untapped in that formation. Inside Energy's Amy Sisk reports from North Dakota, where the USGS is right now considering updating its estimate.
Back in 2008, the USGS did a study in North Dakota's Bakken. At the time, they said there were 3.7 billion barrels of oil available for operators to extract. They did the survey again in 2013 and determined the number was twice that amount, a whopping 7.4 billion. Why the huge jump? Walter Guidros with the USGS explains.
And that is because of the advent of new technologies such as hydraulic fracturing and directional drilling.
This holds true in other formations, like the Main Coast Shale in Colorado. Last year, the USGS said the natural gas industry could produce up to 66 trillion cubic feet of gas there, an astronomical jump from previous estimates. That's enough gas to power the entire country for more than 2 years. When these numbers increase, it's really good news for the oil and gas industry. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota says the uptick in his state's 2013 estimate meant energy companies now had the confidence that investing here would pay off. And that confidence helped usher in a whole host of services to booming oil patch communities.
All of the infrastructure, pipelines, road, rail, housing, stores, restaurant amenities.
A huge boost to North Dakota's economy, contributing to the fact that the state now has the nation's lowest unemployment rate. Now, Hoeven is urging the USGS to redo the survey to see what 2017 looks like.
But to continue to make those investments, we have to continue to make the case that this play is going to be here for a long time, 10, 20, 30, 50 years.
Because shale plays like the one here in North Dakota are competing for those dollars and the jobs they bring. The Bakken faces competition not just from other hot plays like the Permian in Texas. It's also competing against foreign players like OPEC, the cartel of oil exporting countries. Here's Hoeven again.
And we're talking about companies that do, like, you know, you name it, Exxon, whoever you want, that do business not only nationally but globally are making those investments. We want those investments here.
But here's the thing. There's no guarantee a new estimate would come up positive for North Dakota's oil future. Guidros with the USGS says his agency won't speculate.
So the numbers could go up, they could remain about the same, they could go down.
A new estimate would rely in part on data gathered by the oil and gas industry since 2013, like the number of new wells and how much oil they produce. As for Hoeven, he has no problem speculating.
I believe it will go up, not only because we know more about the actual energy resource, but also because our technology has advanced so much that I think it will.
Thanks to those new technologies, operators are able to squeeze more oil out of the ground. And this is key for the USGS. Its estimates aren't based on how much oil exists in a shale play, but how much can be extracted given today's technology. Agency officials say they will reach a decision in a week on whether to update their estimate for North Dakota's oil fields. That decision depends in part on whether enough has changed in the oil fields here since 2013 to make that new survey necessary. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.
For more on oil and gas and other energy news, check out our website, insideenergy.org.